My guest at this time is David Johnson, head of Strategic Vision, one of the most respected polling firms in the country. David is also a veteran of the Iowa caucuses, having served there with the Bob Dole campaign when it won the 1988 Iowa caucuses. Ultimately, of course, Vice President Bush won the GOP nomination, but it gives David insights that a lot of people don't, and we want him to be able to share those with you here for the next few minutes. And David, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you. It's great to be on.
Everybody understands the word caucuses, but I don't know that a lot of people understand exactly how it's different than a typical primary. I think most folks probably realize that it takes a little bit longer. You gather as a group, but how does it exactly unfold?
Well, I mean, it's not where you can go in and vote all day. The caucuses start at 8 o'clock in each of the counties throughout Iowa in the various precincts that are voting precincts in these counties. And you have to be in by 8 o'clock. And then what happens is representatives for the various campaigns get up and make their sales pitch. And then the participants caucus and decide who they're going to vote for. And if a candidate does not have 5%, they have to go and caucus with another candidate or with the uncommitted slate.
And so that eventually weeds out those with the lowest
minor candidate.
Minor candidates. When does it end? Does somebody have to reach a certain threshold for it to end in a given precinct?
What happens is it ends when all the candidates or uncommitted either have 5% or more, or you've gone and caucused with someone else to give them that 5%. For example, say if Rick Perry and Michelle Bachmann both had 3%, either the Perry people would have to go and caucus with Bachmann, or Bachmann's people would have to go and caucus with Perry. A lot of times we see campaigns do a lot of horse trading, saying, look, if we don't have enough in this county, we'll go and support you if you'll support us in this other county. And it happens quite a bit. I mean, in 2008, that's what Bill Richardson's campaign did to help Barack Obama in Iowa.
David, which of the Republican candidates, if any, is most likely to be ganged up on?
I think if candidates are going to be ganged up on, it'll probably be Ron Paul and Mitt Romney. Ron Paul, because a lot of Republicans do not believe he's a strong traditional Republican, especially on foreign policy issues. And with Mitt Romney, social conservatives, evangelicals, do not like him. And the Iowa Republican electorate is made up of social evangelical conservatives. And for some reason, they've never warmed up to Mitt Romney. And I think we're going to see them try to gang up on him to prevent him from winning Iowa tonight.
As you mentioned, social conservatives, Christian evangelicals make up a major portion of the Republican electorate in the Iowa caucuses. There's essentially three candidates. You can make an argument that there's more. But essentially, Bachmann, Perry, and Santorum that are really trying to get the bulk of those votes. Do you get the sense that they'll, for the most part, be split, or will this Santorum surge mean that a lot of them end up in his corner when the night's over?
I think a lot of them wind up in Santorum's corner when it's over. I think Santorum will probably win tonight, and I'm saying this is because we're seeing the same dynamic as happened in 2008 happen this year. Mitt Romney cannot go beyond his ceiling of 24-25%, which is what he got against Mike Huckabee in 2008. There's still a lot of undecideds among the social conservatives, but if you go in there and you see a candidate who is a social conservative, has the momentum, whereas your candidate, be it a Rick Perry, be it a Michelle Bachmann, or even a Newt Gingrich, isn't moving the needle, you say, why should I go with those candidates? Let's go with a winner. And they go with the candidate that they think has the best chance. I also think Newt Gingrich actually helped Rick Santorum yesterday, when he came out originally and said that he did not expect to win in Iowa. A lot of Gingrich's support is very weak. It's conservative support. They will not move over to Mitt Romney. So when you hear your own candidate say, I don't think I'm going to win in Iowa, and you're a weak supporter, you go with the candidate who you think has the best chance, who shares your views, and that's Rick Santorum.
We're talking with David Johnson, worked on the 1988 Bob Dole campaign for the Republican nomination. He's head of Strategic Vision. And David, Mike Huckabee won Iowa pretty convincingly 4 years ago. In the end, that didn't translate to much in New Hampshire. He fought hard in South Carolina but lost to John McCain, and after that he was pretty much out of the running. If, in fact, Santorum can make a big run and maybe even win, how does he keep that going, if at all?
What he does is avoid Mike Huckabee's mistake. Huckabee went into New Hampshire and then Michigan, wanting to show that he was competitive in those states. Instead, what he should have done was go into South Carolina, which is a conservative, social conservative state, and made a stand there, campaigned there. He only lost to John McCain by several thousand votes, And it's widely believed, had he foregone New Hampshire and Michigan, made a stand in South Carolina, he would have won that primary, and the history of 2008 would have been entirely different. I think that's what Santorum needs to do. We already see candidates like Rick Perry and Newt Gingrich saying that's where they're headed, into South Carolina, not New Hampshire.
What are the lessons from your experience, David, apply here? The 1988 Dole campaign obviously won Iowa pretty convincingly. George H.W. Bush actually finished third behind Dole and Pat Robertson in 96. Dole narrowly won Iowa and eventually won the nomination. Are there different lessons from those two campaigns, or was it just a matter of Dole running up against the incumbent vice president the first time?
Well, in 88, I mean, what we had was Bob Dole refused to sign the no new tax pledge on the last televised debate, and he didn't respond to George H.W. Bush's negative attacks on him. What we saw happen this time around, Newt Gingrich was doing very well, and then he did not respond to the negative attacks of Ron Paul and Mitt Romney. The key is you always have to respond when you're attacked. You can't play nice, because if you do and don't respond, voters believe the negative attacks. Then the other obvious lesson as well is you have to appeal to the base. This is going to be a base election here in Iowa, and you need to appeal to that base. Mitt Romney's problem has been he cannot, for some reason, reach out and win over the social conservatives.
David, some have suspected or even suggested now that, yes, Iowa's first, so it matters in that respect. It gives folks momentum potentially heading into other states. It gets them a leg up a little bit in the delegate count. But ultimately, they point out that since 1976, only three winners in Iowa, President Ford, Bob Dole in 96, and George W. Bush in 2000, have won the caucus and gone on to win the nomination. Only one of those, Bush in 2000, actually won the presidency. So how important is Iowa in the big picture?
I really don't think it's that important, because as you said, only three candidates in 76 have gone on to win the nomination, and only one was elected to the White House. I think what you want is you don't want to stumble on your face in Iowa, but you want to concentrate especially on South Carolina and Florida. And South Carolina, I think, is going to be critical. It will determine who, if anyone, is the conservative alternative to Mitt Romney. And going back all the way to Republican politics since 1980, no Republican has ever lost South Carolina and then gone on to win the nomination.
So that's a major bellwether as well, and that's just coming up a short time after New Hampshire primary, which is next Tuesday. So a lot to look forward to. David, thank you very much for your insight, as always.
Thank you, anytime.
David Johnson is CEO of Strategic Vision, one of the most respected polling firms in the country. As you also heard, a veteran of many national campaigns, including Bob Dole's 1988 presidential campaign, which started off great with a win in the Republican Iowa caucuses. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.